Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is singer Melissa Walker. She has one of the richest voices in jazz, impeccable phrasing and tone quality you could die for. Really, and she swings soulfully as she puts her own stamp on every song. Stamp, stamp, stamp.
Stamp, stamp.
It's great to have you here doing piano jazz with us.
Thank you.
How are you?
I am wonderful, and that's even better than I'm with you today.
I'm trying to think where I first met you, and one of the places I remember, this is funny, was in the powder room at the Birdland.
Exactly.
And I was combing my hair or something, and you came up to me and you introduced yourself.
Right.
And I remember thinking, my God, this woman has such a wonderful smile, and I would love to hear her sing. And here I am waiting to hear you sing.
Thank you. This is such an honor to be here with you.
How about a song?
I would love to do a song.
What will we do?
How about The More I See You?
That's a good tune.
It's a good tune. Harry Warren, it's a wonderful song.
Okay. And we're going to do the verse?
The verse. I know you like verses.
I do. Even if I can't play them.
Well, this one we can play together.
I fumble around.
And cool, let's fumble together.
Of course, we're going to have a wonderful bass player, Gary Mazzarapi. So anything that I miss, he can play. So we'll manage one way or another.
We sure will.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Each time I look at you, it's like the first time. For each time you're near me, the thrill, it's new. For there is nothing that I wouldn't do for the rare delight of the sight of you. The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows with every sigh, and I become more mad about you and more lost without you. Well, and so it goes. But can you imagine just how much I love you? For the more I see you, and as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. Well, my arms won't free you, and my heart won't try. Just how much I love you. The more I see you, and as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. Well, my arms won't free you. No, my arms won't free you. My arms won't free you, and my heart won't try. won't try. The more I see you,
That was wonderful.
Thank you. It was.
I love that tune, and I haven't played that in ages.
A long time. Well, I haven't heard it lately on the show, so I thought it might be a good start.
Now, how do you pick tunes, like, for a show in a theater or a club?
Sure. I agonize over these songs.
Oh, do you?
I really do. You know, I think of them, they're just such special stories, and anybody in my band can tell you. I give a set list at 8, 8:10, 8:20, 8:30. You know, I mean, I don't know why, but once we get going, I think it's because when you've kind of got to plan it ahead of time, I'm not sure what I'm going to feel like next. And every song has such a special story, and they have a mood, and that I won't know that mood until I finish the last one.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, because you might come to the theater or to the club with a totally different feeling,
right,
or the audience,
right,
is different, or right. I don't know. I get a lot of vibes from the audience.
Exactly. I mean, so it's not preset for you either.
Oh, yeah. Not at all. Although I would make a list, but I wouldn't necessarily follow it. It would be
right
something that I would look at in case my mind went blank and I'm
exactly
what to do next.
Especially when the world of music and standards in particular is so rich. It's so rich. And, you know, one of my favorite singers, Carmen McRae, she had such a wealth of songs. And I understand why, because there's just so many beautiful songs.
Was Carmen one of your favorites?
She's one of my favorites, sure. Yeah, she's quintessential to me, yeah.
And who else was one of your...
Well, one of my first was Dinah Washington.
Oh, I loved that woman.
That woman was soulful. It was gritty, and it was, you know. Yeah, Dinah. Sarah Vaughan. And Nina Simone. I love Nina Simone. I love her spirit and her music.
I always wanted to meet her and have her on the show, and somehow we never did get her. But we did have a lot of people that I loved, like Carmen, of course. Although I remember the day Carmen came, they didn't deliver the piano, and she was there, and I thought, oh, this is going to be terrible. She's going to get so mad.
Right.
Knowing her, but she didn't. She was
didn't.
Really very cool. We had a lovely time chatting, and the piano finally arrived, and we got into our thing. But
she must have been
very special. Well,
that must have been a lot of
so
fun.
Are you very special? And how about another song?
Let's do it.
All right.
How about On a Clear Day?
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see just who you are. And on a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being and outshines every star. You'll feel part of and every mountain, sea, and shore, and you can hear from far and near a world you never, never heard before. And on a clear day, and on a clear day, you can see forever and forevermore. Thank you. just who you are. Well, on a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your feeling and outshines every star. You'll feel part of and every mountain, sea, and shore, and you can hear from far and near a world you've never, never heard before. And on a clear day, and on a clear day, you can see forever. You can see forever. You can see forever and ever and evermore.
How did you learn that? You'd sing that beautifully.
You know, one of my first jazz teachers when I was living in Washington, D.C., she used to swing that thing from one side of the room to another. Ooh. And I never sang it. Ronnie Wells.
Oh, I know of.
Do you know of Ronnie Wells?
Yes.
And she had a really wonderful program and class that got me started, really, in a real sense, you know. And that was one of the songs that she sang regularly on her set. And I remember thinking, man, I would like to sing that one day and just swing, you know, that drive that I love. And that's,
and
I think
you
that's how.
Did.
So, thank you.
What were you doing in Washington? You'd moved there?
I moved there after I went to school in Rhode Island.
Right. You were at Brown.
I was at Brown.
Yeah. And you got a degree there.
No, it wasn't a music degree, although.
No, you were going to be a lawyer.
That's right.
My goodness.
Yes, my mother said, "Oh, what happened to law? You're doing singing now." But I sang, you know, when I was young, and I sang all the way through. I studied classically. When I was in high school, and then I continued on with the music program when I went to Brown, but, you know, never with the thought that it would be any more than just, you know, probably as it is for all of us, something that we really love.
But you didn't really think of it as a career.
No. I wanted to be a lawyer since I was a young girl, and I went to D.C. to work for a couple of years, but I was, you know, planning and to go to law school. I had applied to all my favorite schools. And then I kept deferring and saying, well, can I have one more year of this and one more year? And then finally I realized that music.
Yeah.
I wanted music in my life.
That's amazing. That was sort of in your head. Something was telling you to go with music.
And, it's, you know, amazing. I've had a really supportive family. My mother has come with me on the road and has met me in many places that I've performed in. And when I would just play at little clubs here and there, at the hotels here and there, you know, my family would be there. And so I had that support that said, you know, just do it the best you can and the rest will fall into place. So I think that was important.
And it sure did. Well, we'll have more with Melissa Walker in just a moment. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR on the web at pianojazz.npr.org. You know, it's a little early in the show, but I was just thinking about how we should have a Duke Ellington tune somewhere along the line. Have you got any ideas?
Well, one that I haven't heard on your show, but I'm sure you've done it. How about Harlem Nocturne?
We never have done that.
Is that right?
No, and that is a great song.
It's a beautiful, haunting melody. But something that I've always loved, every week when I listen to your show, there probably isn't a week that passes that you don't play one of the great songs of Duke Ellington. So
let's do
what
that.
Do Let's do it.
Let's do that one. Harlem Nocturne. Great. Okay.
Deep music fills the night. Deep in the heart of Harlem. And though the stars are bright, the darkness is haunting me. Oh, what a sad nocturne born in Harlem. That melancholy strain forever is taunting me. The melody clings around my heartstrings. It won't let me go when I'm lonely. I hear in my dreams, and somehow it seems it makes me weep and I can't sleep. An indigo tune, and it laughs at the moon, the lonesome refrain of a lover. The melody sighs, it laughs and it cries, a moon in blue that wails the long night through.
What a great song that Harlem Nocturne is.
Beautiful.
Oh, and so glad you did that.
I just find them songs that take a moment, to say the least, because they are harmonically challenging. And
like
then
Daydream?
Daydream, absolutely. That's right.
And years ago, when I was at the Hickory House, he had this press agent, Joe Morgan, and he was always nagging me to play this tune called Clothed Woman or Clothed Woman. That's a tune that Duke wrote years ago. He would love to hear you play it. And this guy nagged me and nagged me. And he brought the music which was really quite hard. And I thought, well, I will learn it and I will play it for Duke. And I did. So,
you played it for him?
Yes. He was quite amazed. I don't even play the tune myself.
Is that right?
He was very complimentary.
Flattered?
So I've always played that thing from time to time just to sort of show another side of him. In fact, I'm being very rash. I could probably play it.
Could you?
I could, yeah.
Because I've never heard it.
Well,
I think some of the listening audience, I always think, I wonder what
was he thinking when he wrote this? But I'll play it for you. Clothed woman, a clothed woman.
Oh, wonderful.
Here it goes.
Okay. That was wonderful. It certainly covers the waterfront, doesn't it?
It's a strange piece, isn't it?
And
I like that little playful bit.
The dainty part?
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's a damsel. So much of his music had the playful quality, the haunting quality, the blues element, and of course that classical harmonic sophistication, and I think that's why his music is so challenging. It has all of it, and now you picked a song that had every element of that, I'm sure.
Yeah, and why his music just lives on. I mean, you don't just hear Satin Doll, you hear I love that song.
Right, I do too.
And anyway, we could do
Squeeze Me.
Two days of Duke Ellington. 2 weeks of Duke Ellington, never repeat ourselves.
Well, you've done 28 years of Duke Ellington on the show, haven't you? Because I certainly hear a lot of Duke Ellington on the
show. It's something I've never done. I guess I'm thinking about it now. It would be fun to do like a whole concert or a whole evening of Duke. I've never really done that.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. So.
So. Maybe.
Maybe. Well, if you've just tuned in, my guest today is Melissa Walker. We have Gary Mazzarappi on bass, and we'll have more music in a minute. For more information about piano jazz and a list of the songs played on today's program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Our program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I read somewhere about you have a project with some kids, Jazz House Kids.
Jazz House Kids.
What is that?
Well, Jazz House Kids is a nonprofit organization. I started about 5 years ago. And the mission is to introduce mostly inner city kids to the music of jazz. And it's an enrichment program to enrich the current curriculum. And some of those curriculums don't even have music involved. We go in and do workshops. One is called Let's Build a Jazz House, and we actually kind of put on a tool belt and we build a house from the foundation up through the instruments and kind of talk about every instrument and the function that it has in building this jazz house.
Oh, what a great idea. Well, do you play or have somebody play?
We play. I sing. I go in with a quartet, and we go into schools and we have a visual component, and so we can talk about kind of the parallel and the historical and the social aspect of the music, and we show examples of many of the great musicians and great composers and clubs and what have you. And right now we're working on what I call the Vocal Summit, and we're in one of the schools out east, and we're putting together, we're working with an existing choir. I've got 107 sixth grade students, and they're learning Blue Skies and on top of In Walk Bud, since the harmonic is the same over those changes.
Oh,
in there.
Oh, great.
And I've got the choir doing those two tunes, and then we'll put on a concert in a few months.
What a great thing. I mean, that is so important. Kids coming up know about jazz. And of course, the way you're doing it, it sounds like it should be fun. It sounds like a very something they would really enjoy, not like a hard lesson or something that they have to learn.
No, it's we try to keep it as interactive as possible and make sure that music is within their grasp. And I think it just enriches their lives. I hope it does. And we see about 2,000 kids a year.
Oh, that's great. Well, we've got to have another song.
Oh.
What do you think?
What to do?
It Could Happen to You.
Let's do that.
That's a good song.
That is a great song.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
And we can swing a little with that one.
That's right. We'll invite our bassist back.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Heart from sight and lock your dreams at night, for it could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble and someone dropped a sigh and down you tumble. And keep an eye on spring and run when church bells ring, for it could happen to you. And all I did was wonder how your arms would be. And look what happened to me. your heart from sight. And lock your dreams at night, 'cause it could happen to you and you. Don't count stars, or you might stumble, and someone dropped a sigh, and down you tumble. You'd better keep and keep your eye on spring, and run when church bells ring, 'cause it could happen to you. And all I did, and all I did was wonder how your arms could be. And look what happened. I said, look what happened. Look what happened to me.
That's a good title for a song, considering you just got married. Did you just get married, or is it a little while?
Well, it's been a little while. Less than a year, though.
Christian McBride.
Christian McBride.
Yeah. Wonderful player.
You've had many good days with him, he said. A lot of fun.
Yeah. How did you get to meet him?
We met, do you remember the old Iridium?
Sure.
That was across from Lincoln Center? I went in to listen to his group, and he was there holding court, and I think that was the first, so it's been many years. And the funny thing is we would run into each other through the years at festivals and different dates that we were doing. And I actually, our first time together, I really was annoyed with him because we were doing a date in Philadelphia. We were doing a cruise, and he was supposed to play his band, and then I was supposed to play. And of course, he was the big draw, and being from Philadelphia. And he never got off the stage. And he played, and he played. And now, if he were here, he would tell the correct story, is that they ran late, they started late, and that's why I got. But, you know, I had this terrific band. I was very excited. It was one of my, you know, it was a big date for me. And all I remember was the Christian McBride band just never got off the stage. And so he called me up, and he said, I hear you're not happy with me. And then we were playing at the Mount Hood Jazz.
Well, did you ever get to play?
I got to play once, but I was supposed to play twice.
Oh.
You know, so I did one set. They ushered me off, and then he played the night. And then we were at Mount Hood some years later. And, you know, the Mount Hood Jazz Festival, like so many festivals, they have all those different stages. And he was playing with his electric somewhat, you know, he was playing, you know, with his electric group. And I was on another stage nearby, small with a trio, all acoustic. And all through my set, all you could hear was the Christian McBride band. And so we, you know, that's just been an ongoing going joke how, you know, whenever we would see each other and we would play, we knew something would go down. And we got together some years ago at another chance meeting where we were both sitting in the audience of our friend. And that's how we started.
So that's how.
And, you know, he said to this day, you know, to think, had he ever thought that day that he walked me to the, you know, to my plane or to the foot of the plane or whatever, that we would be married some years later? No, neither one of us, but he's wonderful. He's special.
Did he propose? Did he fall on one knee? No.
Yeah, it was really special. It was very early in the morning, about 5 in the morning. He said, I had a gig, and he said, listen, we've got something to do. You've got to meet me at this park. It was like 5 a.m. He said, is that really, how about 7 or 8? He said, no, it's got to be around 5. And we met at the park, and he said this was as close as he could find to having no one on earth, you know, that just the two of us, and it was just us. He's probably going to blush when he hears this. He's going to say, I cannot believe you told the world. But he proposed to me at this park at sunrise, and he said it was the closest thing for just the two of us.
He's a very romantic guy.
He is. You know, it's kind of like an affair to remember that way. You know,
absolutely.
He really is.
And were you surprised, or did you sort of know?
I'm always surprised with how he does things. But I kind of had hoped. I feel very, very lucky. And he's just beautiful. And as a person and musically, I get a lot of rhythm going on in that house.
So I'll bet. Well, that's really wonderful to hear a great little love story.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, Marion, speaking of rhythm, maybe we should change it up a little bit.
That'd be a good idea. What would you think of?
Well, how about something from Jobim's songbook?
I would love that.
Well, you
know, all his songs have such a great storyline to them.
They do. They're rich.
What can we do?
How about How Insensitive?
That's a great song.
Let's do it.
Well, let's do it with it. We haven't talked about it or rehearsed it. Let's just do it unrehearsed.
And see where we go.
See where we go.
Okay.
Right.
Let's do
okay.
it. Have seemed when he told me he loved me, and how unmoved and cold I must have seemed when he told. Did I just turn and stare in icy silence? But what was I to do? What can one do when the love affair is over? But now he's gone away, and I'm alone with the memory of his last look, and it was vague, and it was drawn and sad. Heartbreak with that last look, and why he must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? But tell me what was I to do? What can one do when the love affair, it's over? Thank you. I see it still. All that heartbreak with his last look. But why he must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? Oh, tell me, what was I to do? What can one do when the love affair is over?
Boy, we talked about stories. You really told a story on how it's sensitive. That was beautiful.
Well, it's easy with you. That's a beautiful story, isn't it? His music.
All of
shows
his
that.
Songs had a story.
Right.
They all had a tale to tell.
To tell.
Well, there's more to come with this wonderful singer, Melissa Walker. Gary Mazzarappi is on bass. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Visit us on the web at pianojazz.npr.org. You know, it would be really nice to do a tune by Melissa Walker, and I see there is one by you here on the piano.
I just slipped it in.
You just slipped it? Well, you sure did. It's called Love Is, and Walker Allen. Who's the Allen, is it?
Andrew Tex Allen. He's a wonderful, he's a trumpeter, he's also a pianist, and he's a really beautiful composer.
Well, I'm dying to hear this song. It's a waltz.
It's a slow waltz, and it's really a spiritual. It's I thought it was a poignant melody, and when I heard it, he allowed me to put something to it. I've recorded at least three of his songs, and
he's
a tremendous writer. You know, he's from a very famous family, the Allen family, Debbie Allen, Rashad Allen from the Cosby,
that Allen. That's great.
And they're all very talented, and I think you'll see when you hear his music, he certainly is a very talented writer.
Well, let's have a go at it. Love Is.
You must follow his footsteps when you have trust in the rhythm that taps at your feet with souls on the ground with faith that sound and answers from heaven and blow through He'll provide you with courage to complete your song. He'll answer your questions before they are formed. The truth which you seek for strength where you're weak has come to be in your heart, then you'll know there is a way. Then you'll know. With somewhere to go, the journey is long, but you're never alone. So good is the gift that you have of your own for now and eternally.
Boy, that's a lovely song. If all your songs are like that, you can do a recording of all your own songs.
Maybe one day. Thank you for doing that. It was beautiful.
Oh, listen, I'm glad you two wrote it easy enough so I could play it.
Played it beautifully.
Well, I've had such a wonderful time with you, honey. It's just been so great.
It's been fun.
I hate to think it has to end.
Well, it's...
We have to do it again.
Definitely will be a great memory. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
I've enjoyed knowing you, getting to know you, and
we'll meet again in the ladies' room at some club sometime as we get ourselves looking beautiful.
Funny, getting ourselves together, yeah. Well, we've got one more song to do, and what's it going to be?
I guess since it's time, how about a song about time?
About time. Just in time.
Just in time.
Okay, wonderful. Great. Let's wail.
All right, let's go. Just in time, you found me just in time before you came. My time was running low, and I was lost. The losing dice, well, they were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go, nowhere to go. But now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. There'll be no doubt or fear, 'cause baby, I'm on my way. 'Cause you came just in time. You found me just in time. You changed that lonely time, that lovely day. You came just in time. You found me just in time. For you changed that lonely time, that lovely, 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 lovely day. And I was lost. The losing dice, well, they were tossed. My bridges
all were crossed. Nowhere, nowhere to go, but now you're here. And now I know just where I'm going, 'cause there'll be no doubt or fear. 'Cause baby, I'm on my way. 'Cause you, 'cause you, 'cause you came just in time. You know you found me just in time. You changed that lonely time, that lovely day. You found me just in time. You changed that lonely time, that lovely day. Well, baby, you came just in time. No, I said you came just in time. You changed that lonely time. No, you changed that lonely time. You changed that lonely time, that lovely, lovely day. That's what music is. That's what I feel like every single week when I hear you.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest has been Melissa Walker. Join us each week at this time as Marian welcomes other artists for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer Duke Marcos. Assistant recording engineer Tae Kim. Mastering engineer David Mitchell. Production coordinator David Lyon. Executive producer Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To learn more about the artists or music selections played on Piano Jazz, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll also find a link to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR.